term. And I understand that 3575 is not ready for action. Is there anything that you wanted to report on that, or should we just wait for the next day to go around? Wait for another day? Okay. All right. In that case, I'll open a work session on House Bill 2114. And I assume somebody knows about the Dash 1 amendments. I'd be happy to have Terry or whoever is here wants to brief us on this bill.
You can tell us the end of the session.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Ray Wilkerson, Oregon Forest Industries Council. Joe Misek is with the Department of Forestry, and Terry Lammers with the Small Woodland Association. Joe's got a copy of the amendments. I don't, but he described them to me, and I think they're consistent with the testimony you heard when this public hearing on this bill. And there's basically three items. If Dick, who would like to do this instead of me, now that he's here, maybe that would make sense, actually.
Have you had a chance to review the Dash 1 amendments, Dick?
Yes.
All right, why don't we start with that then?
Okay. Basically, the purpose of the bill is to provide funding for the Forest Service Programs Department of Forestry. And what it does is to provide a forest products harvest tax. And the rate in the bill was 17 cents. And on line 8 of page 2, you see the rate is reduced to 15 cents, which is the amount necessary to sort of match up with what Ways and Means is doing with the forestry budget. The second change is on line 26, the deletion of the 25,000 board feet exemption. And this should take effect January 1 of 2002, you see on the bottom of page 2.
Three.
Excuse me, page 3, yes.
Okay.
And then, let's see, there's, on page 4, it's essentially the bill has no sunset on this tax to fund the service foresters, and what this does is to make it effective for the period beginning July 1 of 1999 and ending in July 1 of 2001.
Okay, what is it that goes from July 1, 1999 to 2001, and what is it that starts from January 1, 2002?
The elimination of the 25,000 board foot exemption begins in 2001. Yes, 2002, I'm sorry,
okay.
As it says on page 3. The new tax that you're imposing, or the new rate for the forest products harvest tax that you're imposing in subsection 4, section 1A, that tax is effective for periods beginning July 1 of 99 and ending July 1 of 2001.
Okay, so it's a two-year tax.
Yes.
And is the anticipation that it will be addressed in some way by 01 legislation?
Yes.
Or is it intended to go away?
I think that as part of the whole process that we're going through here, with 3575, we set up a situation which needs to be addressed, and also include essentially the whole Wolfstock program and how you're going to tax small owners of forest land.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Federer?
I just want to make sure, how are we doing this for tax years beginning July 1, 1999?
Yeah, Dick.
I think you're thinking in terms of whether it's an emergency cost or not. It's not. The taxpayer has adequate time to refer the measure. Frequently, when you pass income tax law changes, for example, that always affects the first of the calendar year because people report on a calendar year basis. So that can reach back if the, you know, the effective date of the bill may be October, but the change in the rate can reach back to January 1, and it's the same sort of process here.
So it's me.
Okay. Anybody else want to comment on the bill? Or the dash one? Everybody in agreement on this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Well, in that case, I would entertain a motion to adopt the dash one, so we need one more.
Yeah. Should we get, we've got three members in.
One of those people, or two or three, could come from hearing or me. Unless Representatives Williams and Kafori are listening.
I think Kafori is in me.
Oh, that's right.
Water environment. Mr. Chair, I'll just say I want to thank these folks for getting this out. It sounded like it might be a problem when we first heard this thing, getting all these pieces put together, but I appreciate their efforts in this.
Well, I think obviously the work on 3575 is helping this along a great deal, and the cooperation of all parties involved is crucial to this bill as well as the other bill. Representative Witt, we are in House Bill 2114. We have dash one amendments. All the interested parties have agreed to this. So I'd like to adopt the dash ones. Representative Rasmussen.
I move the dash one amendments to House Bill 2114.
Representative Rasmussen moves adoption of dash one amendments to House Bill 2114. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Chair.
Representative Rasmussen.
I move House Bill 2114 as amended to the floor to do pass recommendation.
He just goes to Ways and Means.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2114 to Ways and Means to this do pass recommendation.
Where do you see that, Vic?
Deep in the recesses of my memory. I may be wrong.
This last thing we have is may have fiscal impact, and no statement issued yet. Do you know what the expected path of this bill is? Does it need to be funded in Ways and Means?
Part of your budget.
No, we'll see. Yeah.
Where do you want it, Mr. Chair?
Okay, let's, I believe your motion was to send it to the floor with a due pass.
I believe it was.
Failing to see any other prior reference or any other deep recesses of notes, Representative Rasmussen moves House Bill 2114 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Please show those members not here as excused. And House Bill 2114 will go to the floor with a due pass. Who would like to be a carrier? Representative Rasmussen, would you like to carry the bill?
You know, for my entire legislative career, I've been dying to carry it.
Okay. Representative Rasmussen will carry the bill. Representative Welsh, do you want to vote on House Bill 2114?
Would I?
Representative Welsh will say.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all very much for your work. Close the work session of House Bill 2114. Anybody else have anything else they want to talk about today in revenue?
Does it have to relate to taxes?
Probably would be a good idea. Tom, are you here for some other purpose? Not quite ready yet. Okay, thank you. I don't think we have any other business today.
Oh. Wow. Are we meeting tomorrow morning?
At this point, we will plan to meet tomorrow morning. I'm hopeful that the crew's work this afternoon will lead to that result. And if not, we'll let you know.
Great.
Thank you. We're adjourned.
Yeah.